Okay, before you listen to the sermon, read Luke chapter 7.
قبل از اینکه موعظه رو گوش بدین، لوقا فصل 7 رو بخونید.
And we are going to the Gospel of Luke.
کتاب لوقا.
Where we are looking at the life of Jesus.
داستان عیسی مسیح رو نگاه می‌کنیم.
We are listening to the things he has said, we are reading about the things he has done.
چیزهایی رو که او انجام داده و کارهایی رو که او کرده رو براتون می‌خونم.
And of course today we are in chapter 7 and we're trying to finish chapter 7.
الان فصل 7 هستیم و می‌خوایم فصل 7 رو تموم کنیم.
We're not going very fast.
می‌دونم که آروم داریم پیش می‌ریم.
But these are great stories and I don't want to just brush over them.
خیلی خوبیه و نمی‌خوام فقط از اینا بگذرم و می‌خوام از هر داستانی چیزایی که می‌تونم
At our current rate, I guess the whole year of 2023 on Wednesdays will be in the book of the Gospel of Luke.
So,
start reading first from verse 36. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meet. Yeah, so one of the Pharisees wants to have a meal and invites Jesus into his house, which is a little bit interesting because just a couple verses earlier they had been complaining about Jesus drinking and eating. Yeah, oh, John doesn't eat and drink and you say he has a devil and
then
Jesus does come and eat and drink and you have a problem with him too. Now, we don't know exactly what the motivation is of this Pharisee for this invitation. Because it doesn't say so.
Yeah.
But I believe it's not a friendly one.
اما فکر نمی کنم خیلی مهربون باشه.
Yeah, and of course,
با دلسوزی باشه.
The first reason for that is because the Pharisees in general,
اول از همه فریسی ها معمولا,
they were just out there to catch Jesus on his words and to trap him.
اونجا بودن که عیسی مسیح رو به دام بندازن.
Go to Mark 3, Mark chapter 3 for a moment, and read verses 1 till 6. Mark 3 verses 1 till 6. And he entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man there which had a withered hand, and he watched him, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him. And he said unto the man which had the withered hand, Stand forth. And he said unto them, Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days, or to do evil, to save life or to kill? But they held their peace. And when he had looked round about on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he said unto the man, Stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored, whole as the other. And the Pharisees went forth, and straightway to counsel with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him.
و باز به کنیسه در آمده. در آنجا مردی بود با یک دست خشک شده. و مراقب وی بودند که شاید او را در سبت شفا دهد تا او اتهام زنند. پس بدان مرد دست خشک گفت در میان بایست. و بیشان گفت کدام یک در روز سبت جایز است؟ نیکویی کردن یا بدی؟ جان را نجات دادن یا هلاک کردن؟ ایشان خاموش ماندند. پس چشمان خود را بر ایشان با غضب گردانیده زیرا که از سنگدلی ایشان غمگین بود. آن مرد گفت دست خود را دراز کن. پس دراز کرده دستش چون دست دیگرش سالم گشت. بیدرنگ فریسیان بیرون رفته با هیرودیان درباره او مشورت نمودن که چطور او را هلاک کنند.
Yeah, so these Pharisees were just looking for a way to accuse Jesus.
عیسی مسیح رو به دام بندازن و محکوم
کنن. Yeah, a man gets healed.
یکی شفا پیدا میکرد.
Yeah, something great happened.
اتفاق بزرگی بیفته.
And what is the only thing they could think of after that happened?
همه بعد از این اتفاق خوب فکر میکنن چیه؟
Yeah, gathering together in a special council.
دور هم جمع شدن.
Yeah, for the sole purpose of figuring out how they can destroy Jesus.
چجوری بتونن عیسی رو نابود کنن.
Yeah, so the Pharisees do not have a good track record.
Yeah,
so that's one of the reasons why I believe this invitation here wasn't hostile.
Now,
and a little bit later, we see also something which we'll see that this Pharisee that invites him is not very hospitable towards Jesus.
And
you must realize that Jesus was a very famous person at that point.
Yeah,
people were talking about him. He was a celebrity in that sense. If you would invite a person like that into your home, you would show some respect. Yeah, you would show hospitality.
مقدار مهمون نوازیت بیشتر از حد میشه. If you have any good intentions, اگر واقعا تعهدت بخوای بهش خوب بهش میرسی.
That's all. See, he didn't do that.
اما این فریسی
کار نمی‌کنه. Regardless of the intentions of the Pharisees,
مهم نیست که تایقل به فریسی چی فکر کرده.
Jesus accepts the invitation and goes with his Pharisee to his home.
و میره با فریسی.
Read verses 37 and 38 in Luke 7.
و 38 لوقا رو بخونید.
And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and it wiped them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment.
شیشه از عطر آورده در پشت سر او نزد پاهایش گریان بایستاد و شروع کرد به شستن پاهای او به اشک خود و خشکانیدن آنها به موی سر خود و پاهای وی را بوسیده آنها را به عطر تدهین کرد.
Yeah, so the setting is that they have a meal together. And this is not just Jesus and this one Pharisee. Yeah, there's more people that are present. Yeah, later on in Luke 7 we'll see that there's them, yeah, talk about plural, that they are questioning Jesus about him forgiving sins. And maybe the disciples were there too. Yeah, so this is probably a nice sized gathering. And then in the midst of this setting, we have this woman that just comes in, yeah, because she figures out that Jesus is at this house. And this woman is labeled a sinner. Now, it doesn't specifically say what kind of sin it is referring to. But most likely it was a sin in the area of adultery or fornication. Yeah, most likely she was a harlot. Yeah. Go to Matthew 21 for a moment.
Yeah, because in
a couple of verses earlier, Jesus was called a friend of publicans and sinners. Now, 21:31, and read now what it says in verse 31 from Matthew 21. Whenever, whether of them twain did the will of his father, they say unto him the first. Jesus said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you.
کدام یک از این دو خواهش پدر را به جا آورد؟ گفتند اولی. عیسی به ایشان گفت هر آینه به شما میگویند که باجگیران و فاحشه ها قبل از شما داخل ملکوت خدا میگردند.
Yeah, so in Luke 7 earlier it said publicans and sinners. And here it says publicans and harlots. Yeah, whatever the sin was, it was something that was recognizable, it was open, people knew about it. And that sin, or whatever she was into, it has caused people to look down on her. Yeah, this was not the person that was desired to have around. Yeah, so she comes in, goes to Jesus, and starts washing his feet with her tears, and then wiping his feet with her hair, and kisses his feet and anoints them with ointment. Now, this does not fly well. Yeah, now this does not fly well with the Pharisee.
Now
read verse 39. Now when the Pharisee which had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that touched him, for she is a sinner.
چون فریسی که از او دعوت کرده بود این را دید با خود می گفت که این شخص اگر پیامبر بود هر آینه می دانست که این کدام و چگونه زن است که او را لمس می کند زیرا یک گناهکار است.
Yeah, so when this Pharisee sees this woman,
فریسی که این زن
می بینه, he qualifies this woman as a sinner.
اونو به عنوان یک زن گناهکار می بینه.
And he's seeing this, that she does these things for Jesus.
و می بینه که با عیسی
چیکار می کنه. So now he's judging Jesus.
و عیسی رو قضاوت می کنه.
He thinks if this man is really a prophet,
اگه واقعا نبیه,
he would have known what kind of woman this is.
می دونست که این زن کیه. می دونست که این چه جوریه.
Yeah, because he's thinking in his eyes,
تو چشمای اون,
yeah, this would not be the kind of people I would hang hang around with. I wouldn't have this woman in my company. This would make me look bad. Yeah, so why doesn't Jesus recognize?
Yeah,
what kind of woman is this?
Yeah,
this Pharisee is clearly looking down on this woman. Yeah, he sees himself as better than this woman. Yep. But this woman did not come for the Pharisee, but for Jesus. And of course, Jesus was different. Jesus did not look down on her, regardless of her background. And here's a definite lesson for us.
Yeah,
we should never look down on other people, regardless of their past, regardless where they come from, regardless of what their status in life is.
Yeah,
we should try to accommodate them, love them, yeah, just as they were like the ones who are like us. Yeah, Jesus was a friend of publicans and sinners. And we should be friendly and friends of these people as well, regardless of the form.
Yeah,
and if we have one thing in common with all this,
yeah,
it is of course that we are all sinners. And that we all need Jesus. Go to 1 Corinthians 9. 1 Corinthians 9 and read verses 19 to 22. 1 Corinthians 9:19-22. For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. And unto the Jew I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. Them that are without the law, as without the law, yeah, being not without law to God, but under the law to Christ, but that I might gain them that are without law. To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some.
زیرا با این که از همه کس آزاد بودم خود را غلام همه گردانیدم تا بسیاری را به دست آورم و یهود را چون یهود گشتم تا یهود را به دست آورم و اهل شریعت را مثل اهل شریعت تا اهل شریعت را به دست آورم و بیشریعتان را چون بیشریعتان شدم هرچند نزد خدا بیشریعت نیستم بلکه در مسیح بیشریعت در من است تا بیشریعتان را به دست آورم
22
با ضعیفان چون ضعیف شدم تا ضعیفان را به دست آورم همه کس را همه چیز گردیدم
Yeah, so here we see Paul accommodating people, yeah, going out of his way, yeah, to be able to relate to people and have relationships with them. Why? Because he wants to get them saved. And it didn't matter where they come from or who they were. Yeah, a soul is a soul. Yeah, we should be like that. Now, of course, it doesn't mean that we become like these people. Yeah, do the same sins as these people. Notice that it says, be not without law to God, but under the law to Christ. Yeah, so we obey the word of God, but outside of that, we try to accommodate the others and not look down on them. Yeah, go back to Luke 7 and read verse 14. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he said, Master, say on.
Simon میشه شمعون.
Did you read it?
Yes.
Yep. So it says, Jesus answering unto him. Now, if you notice the previous verse, Simon is not asking. Yeah, he was just thinking in himself.
Like,
why does Jesus not recognize who this woman is? Yeah, but the Bible says that Jesus knew what is in the heart of man. Yeah, go to John 2 for a moment. John 2, 24 and 25. Yeah, but Jesus did not commit himself unto them because he knew all men and needed not that any should testify of men, for he knew what was in men.
اما عیسی خودش را به ایشان اعتماد نکرد زیرا که همه او را می‌شناخت و از آنجا که احتیاج نداشت که کسی درباره انسان شهادت دهد زیرا خود آنچه در انسان بود میدانست.
Yeah, so Jesus knows what is in the heart of this Pharisee.
And
of course, ironically, this Pharisee thinks Jesus is not a prophet because he doesn't know what kind of woman that was. And now very soon it will become obvious to him that Jesus actually knows what is in his heart. So he says, Simon, I have something to say to you. And he answers, he says, Master. Now, this guy is a hypocrite. Because we know what's in his heart. He just judged Jesus saying that, hey, this guy is not a prophet. This is not a man of God.
And
now he uses the term master to respond to Jesus. Yeah.
متظاهر.
Yeah, he doesn't mean that.
ته قلبش چیزی
he just says that.
اما به زبون زبون بازی میکنه.
He shouldn't have two faces like that.
It's dishonest. نباید باشیم. نباید
it's hypocritical.
در حقیقت این تظاهر کردنه.
Yeah, I hate it when people are nice and friendly to me.
من کسی جلوی رو مهربون چرب زبونی میکنه.
Then in their hearts they despise you.
اما تو قلبش ازت متنفره.
Yeah, you want people to be upfront,
transparent. هر چی هست همونی باشه که جلوت هست.
Now, Jesus is going to give this Pharisee a parable.
عیسی مسیح به این فریسی مثالی رو میزنه.
And whenever you have parables, these are stories.
این مثال اگه داریم yeah, داستانی هست.
Are about earthly things, things that everybody can see and understand.
این چیزهاییست که همه میدونن و همه درک
And they are there to explain a spiritual truth.
اینجا هستن که توضیح بدن اون حقیقت رو.
To give a spiritual lesson.
یه درس روحانی بهشون بدن.
So, in verse 41, he starts his parable. Yeah, there was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence and the other 50. Yeah. So there's a certain creditor which represents God.
And
that creditor has two debtors. One owns him 500, one 50.
Now,
to put it in perspective, a penny, a pence was a day's worth of work. Yeah, we know this from the parable where he had all these workers being picked up at different times in a day and they all received the same day wage. Yeah? Now, the debtors represent sinners.
اونایی که طلب دارن گناهکارن.
I remember how the Pharisee sees this woman.
که فریسی چگونه
yeah, he specifically has in his heart this woman is a sinner.
این زن گناهکاره.
He does not see himself like that.
خودشو گناهکار
میبینه.
این زن گناهکاره. ادامهشو بخونی.
And when he had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me therefore, which of them will love him most?
چون چیزی نداشتن که ادا کنن هر دو را بخشید. بگو کدام یک از آن دو او را زیادتر محبت خواهد نمود؟
Yeah, so there were different debts.
طلبای متفاوت.
But here's what they had in common.
اما چی شبیه هم داشتن؟
Both had nothing to pay.
هیچ کدومشون نداشتن.
Neither of them could pay off their debts.
هیچ کدومشون نمیتونستن به اونی که بدهکارن بدن.
And the creditor forgave them both.
و اون طلبکار هر دوتاشون رو
داشت. And of course this is a picture of salvation.
و این تصویر yeah, نجات خداست.
Debtors to God.
هممون طلبکاری نسبت به خداوند. هممون گناهکاریم.
Yeah, regardless of how good we live our lives.
مهم نیست چقدر زندگی خوبی داشتیم.
We're all in debt.
هممون در
And
طلب
داریم. And we have nothing to pay.
هیچی هم نداریم بدیم.
We are utterly unable to save ourselves.
و قادر نیستیم که خودمون رو نجات بدیم.
Yeah. That is a reality.
این واقعیت.
Yeah, when you go out soul winning.
وقتی برای بشارت
میدی. You often find people that think they're going to heaven because they're living pretty good.
کسایی رو پیدا میکنین که فکر میکنن به بهشت میرن چون زندگی خوبی دارن.
Yeah, they think God will let them into heaven.
خداوند ما رو تو بهشت راه
میندازه. Like the Pharisee.
مثل فریسی ها میمونن.
Yeah, they think that their works will get them there.
فکر میکنن اعمالشون به اونجا
میرسونه. Of course, salvation is not a works.
و نجات ما از اعمالمون نیست.
But they think their works amount to something.
اما عدد اعمالشون به جایی میرسونن.
Go to Isaiah 64.
اشعیا 64.
Verse 6.
آیه 6.
Where we can see how God sees our best attempts to do good works.
ببینید برای خداوند کارهای نیک ما و اعمال نیک ما چگونه است. در عهد عتیق نداریم بچه‌ها.
Yeah, but we are all as an unclean thing and all our righteousness are as filthy rags and we all do fade as a leaf and our iniquities like the winds have taken it away. Isaiah 64 verse 6.
همه ما همچون شخص نجس شدیم و اعمال نیک ما جملگی همچون پارچه کثیف است. همگی ما مانند برگ پژمرده‌ایم و گناهان ما همچون باد ما رو با خود می‌برد.
Yeah. Our righteousness,
نیکوکاری ما,
our best attempts,
بهترین تلاش,
they are like filthy rags before God.
مثل یه پارچه کثیف در مقابل
خدا. It's like us coming to God.
See what I
have done for good works.
ببینین چیکار کردم برای اعمال.
Some filthy rags before him.
و یه مثل یه پارچه کثیف رو ببریم بگیم ببین چقدر کار خوبی قشنگ انجام دادم.
Yeah, thinking this is good enough.
آیا این کافیه دیگه؟ این خوبه دیگه؟
No, you are not good enough.
شما به اندازه کافی.
You are a debtor.
شما در حقیقت طلبکارین، طلب دارید.
Yeah, and you have nothing to pay.
و هیچی هم نداری بدی.
Yeah, go to James 2:10.
یعقوب 2:10.
For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all.
صفحه 367. زیرا هر که تمام شریعت را نگه دارد و در یک مورد بلغزد مجرم به همه می باشد.
Yeah, you go wrong in one little part of
the law. You
violate God's law in one place.
همه شریعت خداوند
اشتباه کردی. Now you're guilty of it all.
و همه را اشتباه کردی.
Yeah, you need the forgiveness of the creditor.
تو احتیاج داری که اون که بهش طلب داری ببخشد.
Yeah, because you have nothing to pay.
چیزی نداری بهش بدی، پس باید ببخشی.
And then Jesus asks this Pharisee a question.
عیسی مسیح از این فریسی سوال پرسید.
Which of these two debtors will love the creditor most.
کدوم یک از این دو کسی که طلب داره کدومشون بیشتر طلبکار اون کسی که بهشون طلبکار داره بخشیدتشون رو دوست خواهد داشت.
Go back to verse 43.
آیه 43 لوقا.
Luke 7. Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most, and he said unto him, thou hast rightly judged.
شمعون در جواب گفت گمان میکنم آن که او را زیادتر بخشید به وی گفت نیکو گفتی.
Yeah, listen how he answers. I suppose.
گمان.
Yeah, this guy knows that he's being set up.
واقعاً میدونه که داره عیسی مسیح.
He just doesn't see yet, but it's coming to him.
اما نمیدونسته چجوری داره چه اتفاقی داره.
But he knows something is coming.
یه اتفاقی داره میفته.
So he answers Jesus.
و میگه.
The one who was forgiven the largest amount. That person will love him most.
اون منو بیشتر دوست خواهد.
And Jesus says, yes, you're right.
عیسی مسیح میگه راست میگه.
You are seeing this correctly. You're judging this correctly.
درست قضاوت کردی.
And now he starts comparing the actions.
و این رفتار رو مقایسه
میکنه. The surface of this woman.
اون تظاهر اون چیزی که نه اون چیزی که از زن می‌بینی
to the Pharisee to the service of the Pharisee
و در مقایسه با ببخشید خدمتی که به اون زن زناکار میکنه و در مقایسه با اون خدمتی که به فریسی میکنه رو مقایسه داره میکنه.
First 44
آیه 44
and he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house, thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she had washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head.
پس به سوی آن زن اشاره نموده به شمعون گفت این زن را نمی‌بینی. به خانه تو آمدم آب به جهت پاهای من نیاوردی ولی این زن پاهای من را به اشک‌ها شست و به موهای سر خود آنها را خشک کرد.
Yeah, so Simon, do you see this woman?
شمعون این زن را می‌بینی؟
Of course he had seen her.
دیده بود حتما دیگه.
Yeah,
اونجا بوده
دیگه. He was looking down on her.
چون داشته زیر سوالش برده بود.
He was passing judgment on Jesus because of this woman. قضاوتش داشته می‌کرد.
پس دیده بودتش و می‌دونسته کیه.
And Jesus tells him, hey, I entered in your house. And you did not give me water to wash my feet.
آب به هم ندادی پامو بشورم.
Yeah, you didn't do me a service of hospitality that
was common to do. نبودی که اون زمان وظیفه بود که برای همین کارو بکنی.
If you travel all the way, all the time by feet, on dirty roads,
تو خونه های کسی، تو جاده های کسی، پاد کثیفه و همیشه اول پاشونو میشستی.
It was common for somebody to offer water so you could wash your feet.
که بتونی پاتو بشوری و بعد وارد خونه.
And of course, we have more examples of that in the Bible.
And
the most famous one is Jesus washing the feet of his disciples. Yeah, Peter refusing. Yeah, you shouldn't wash my feet. You're the master.
It was an
act of service. Now, the Pharisee didn't even provide water for Jesus to wash his feet. Yeah, this is one of the reasons why I believe this invitation was hostile.
To trap Jesus somehow. نقشه بوده که عیسی رو به طلب بندازه.
See if he could find something against him.
منتظر بوده که یه چیزی بهونه پیدا کنه از عیسی که اونو گیر بندازه.
So Simon, you didn't do the service for me.
شمعون تو حتی
Yet,
آب بهم ندادی.
This woman washed my feet
پای من
with her tears
با اشکاش
and wiped them with the hairs of her head.
و با موهاش پاک کرد.
Yeah, score 1-0 for this woman.
در حقیقت از
score is 1-0 for this woman.
الان yeah, زن یک جلو گل زده
yeah,
یکیش جلوه
this sinner, yeah.
و این گناهکار یکیش جلوه.
45. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, had not ceased to kiss my feet.
مرا نبوسیدی.
اما این زن از وقتی که داخل شدم از بوسیدن پاهای من باز نایستاد.
Simon, you didn't give me a kiss. You didn't greet me.
ورود خونه‌ات مرا نبوسیدی.
And I know, of course, for the Middle Eastern culture.
می‌دونم شما تو فرهنگ‌های خاورمیانه.
This is still a way for men to greet each other.
که مردها با روبوسی خوش آمد میگیم.
Not so much in the West.
الان دیگه تو غرب روبوسی جایز نیست.
In my Dutch culture, it doesn't fly very well.
هلندی من خیلی مهمون نوازی نیست.
But in the Middle Eastern culture also then this was a normal way of greeting each other for men. Judas greeted Jesus with a kiss. Paul is telling the Corinthians, greet one another with a holy kiss. The Pharisee didn't do that. But this woman, she had kissed the feet of Jesus. Score 2-0 for this woman, the sinner. 46. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman had anointed my feet with ointment. This is another act of hospitality, to anoint one's head. Simon, but you didn't do this for me. Yet this woman has anointed my feet with ointment. Score 3-0 for this woman. This the woman that this Pharisee was looking down on. Simon, you're not doing very well when I look at your service. Verse 47. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loveth much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little.
از این جهت به تو میگویم گناهان او که بسیار است آمرزیده شد زیرا که محبت بسیار نموده است اما آن که آمرزش کمتر یافت محبت کمتر می نماید.
So he tells Simon, her sins are forgiven, which are many. For she loves much. She knows she is forgiven. She knows she's forgiving much. And therefore, she loves much. But then he says, he that is forgiven little, the same loves little.
Now,
what does the Bible say about how we show our love to God?
Go
to John 14. John 14:15. If you love me, keep my commandments. The one who keeps the commandments is the one who loves. Why is it that some will serve God from their hearts and others don't? Why is it that some will be always in church, will read their Bible every day, will pray every day, serve God, and others not? Why do some struggle to even show up in church? What explains the difference? Now, the difference is love. Some love much, some love little. The key to service to God is love. Because if you love me, then you keep my commandments. So if you don't keep my commandments, do not go around and say that you love me. Why do some people serve God less today than they did before? That's because they love God less than they did before. Their love has grown cold. There's a direct link between having a love for God and serving Him, keeping His commandments. If you truly love God, it will express itself automatically in your service for Him. Go to 2 Corinthians 5. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 14. For the love of Christ constrained us, because we just judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. 14:15. Yeah. If we realize the love that is given to us through Christ, if we realize what He has done for us, that love that we have received will move us to love Him back. That love will cause us to live our lives not for ourselves, but for Him. Yeah, that love constrains us to give Him service.
To live for Him. برای او زندگی کنیم.
So what does it show
چجوری نشون
when you
میده
do not love much?
وقتی محبتتون کم باشه برای خداوند
when you do not serve him
وقتی بهش خدمت نکنین چی نشون میده
it shows a lack of love a lack of appreciation
زیاد بهش ازش راضی نیستین زیاد سپاسگزارش نیستین
it shows a lack of understanding
که درکش نکردین of what Jesus has done for you
so what's the point that the Pharisees making
to the Pharisees
you're lacking in love
محبت
And I can see it because you're lacking in service. Yeah, this woman, even though she has much sins, even though she's a sinner, yeah, she understands she has sins, but she loves much. Yeah, because she serves me. Yet you're thinking to highly of yourself, thinking that she is a sinner and that you are okay. But you're in debt as well. You are a sinner as well. And you have also nothing to pay as well. Yeah, what's the difference? This Pharisee is thinking too highly of himself. He doesn't understand the state that he's in. And therefore, he loves less.